The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
How many women was it?
It's total of 13.
And this is not including the ex-wife.
Not including the ex-wife. That's the one he really loved, if you ask me. His mama would tell me all the time, he loved her, he don't love you. This girl, she came up and she told me, well, I looked at his phone actually. I don't know what I was looking for, but I don't know if you know about iPhones, it tell you what you had them saved under before. Mm-hmm. So it said, maybe wife. I said, maybe wife? And yeah, the cancer in me, I'm a cancer. I contacted her. He was asleep. He always snoring in sleep. That's when I do it. So I answer him, say, hey, what's going on? Are you the ex-wife? She said, the ex-wife? I'm the wife. I said, the wife? He's married?
Wow.
He said, he don't want to give me a divorce. And I had him on speaker. I said, I hit him. Wake up and listen to this. Like, what you mean you married? You know? You married. I said, I don't play those games. I don't play with married men. Like, do you understand what could happen to me? Like, you see that I'm focused, I'm content, I'm being strong, I'm dealing with a sickness, I'm strong, I got kids, and you're married. So I told him he had to go. Mm. And that was the first time I was officially done, but he showed up on my doorstep like a week later showing me that they're going to get a divorce, crying, and said, we can go to God about this. And it's like, yes, I took him back. You know, as long as that divorce was pending, you was going to do it. You did. He said they went to dinner. They talked about it. And he told me that she cheated on him. She had a baby on him. He just wanted to be loved. That's what. And I asked her. I said, so did this happen? She said, I sure did. But ask him how he did me. He did me. So I did him. Mm. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe he just deserved. Let me see the better in him. You know, let me just see the better.
So even though, you know, you caught him really in a marriage, and now you found out you're dealing with this married man, he comes back, you know, he begs forgiveness, he said, let's take this thing to God. I mean, at any point did you think, hey, this is probably going to end up the exact way that his last relationship ended?
Probably, but honestly, at that stage, those red flags was looking green. Mm. I was definitely colorblind. I just, like I said, it's been a while since I even dealt with someone. And I love the fact that he was loving me. He was there for me. And that's all that I ever wanted. I don't care about the money, nothing. The fact that you was loving me, I would do this with you. I would be with you. And I talked to her. She said she had a man and it was official. And I had her send me the papers that the divorce was signed. She sent it to me. It was dated and stamped, and it had to wait 60 days.
And in retrospect, when you think about that time in you guys' relationship, do you think that his intent was to take advantage of you emotionally?
Now that I'm looking back on everything, yes. Mm. Absolutely. I'm looking at everything that I provided. I should have paid attention to the fact that he was with his mom and I had a nice cozy home. I had a nice good car and I was doing good for myself. I just should have looked at that, you know? But I didn't think, oh, this guy, he a little dorky. He love Goku, you know? he ain't trying to use me. And then he did have a good job. He couldn't keep it, but he did have a good job. You know, he had no record. I'm like, you know what? Coming from my background, I didn't even beat. And you know what? I don't know what I can say on here, but I done been through it. Mm. So that was actually decent for me. You know, I can say it was settling now that I'm thinking about it, but it was better than what I had.
By the way, you can say whatever you need to say. So
it's hardly initiated.
They don't even worry about not being able to say what you want to say. But what I got to ask you, what I want to ask here also, was that the only partner that you discovered that he was cheating with or dealing with during the dating phase?
No, I wrote a list. I could tell you the date. We actually skipped to the wife. Before her, it was actually October 2023. It was a Saturday. I remember this stuff like it was yesterday. I'm calling this phone. And ladies, I'm going to just say this. When you feeling it, go with it. Because I felt it every time he was with another woman. I felt it. I didn't want to believe it. And he would make it seem like it's me. He would say, you acting crazy. You're this, you know. And then when the girls come out, they're like, oh, he told me y'all weren't cool. He told me you was crazy. And actually, it's funny to say, when all this stuff started happening, these same women reached out to me in my messenger. I'm so sorry this is happening. And I politely said, hey, you are part of the problem too. I don't need your sorry.
Wow.
How many women was it?
It's a total of 13.
And this is not including the ex-wife.
Not including the ex-wife. That's the one he really loved, if you ask me. His mama would tell me all the time. He loved her. He loved her. He don't love you.
So it was 13. So just to be clear, 13 women plus the ex-wife. And you pretty much forgave all of that moving into the marriage.
Yes. When we went to the pastor, remember I told you, he said, let's go to God. God brought up the story about Abraham and Sarah. How the pastor said how Abraham said that was the sister, and she prayed for her husband, and he changed for her, and I got to forgive. And, you know, if I could forgive my rapist, why can't I forgive this man?
Wow.
And I still have to see my rapist to today. He's at family union. He's in the family. You know?
Wow.
So I figure, why not forgive this man as long as you don't play with God? He promised me he ain't going to play with God.
First of all,
very, very sorry to hear that.
I don't like when you people try to use a Bible verse
right
to justify the BS.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a pastor, you could really know, and men, period. I'm going to just say men because I'm sure it was a male pastor, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure. But
I love
my pastor, y'all.
You could look. I'm not dissing your pastor. But what I do know is that if I know it's a brother that just came to me and was like, yeah, man, I just knocked off by 13 women and was dealing with my ex-wife and this woman, Shatai, should I move forward and get married?
Right.
I'm like, bro.
You're not ready.
It's not that season, right? Right now, this is not that season.
Right.
I'm not going to look you in your eyes as a woman that got to potentially be thrown in this situation, pull a Bible verse where some ratchetry went down, and say, see how they made it through? You can too.